Well, it was Route 62. That's where we were last night. Route 62, close to my house, on our way to Alliance, Ohio. Place of, a lot of satanic ritual, a lot of methamphetamines up there, a lot of drug use, corruption, things like that. But that's where one of the girls that was abducted years ago during satanic revels, while she was slaughtered, left in a field, Kathy Menendez. They found another body a few months later, but she had been there first. A 14-year-old girl out of Rochester, Pennsylvania, Sarah Baim. Now, the reason I'm mentioning the names this time, on my way, Route 62, there's a billboard, massive billboard. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, has now taken over the case because they haven't solved it yet. Though, back in 1994, we brought the information to Chief Heineken. We took information to Portage County, to the Alliance officers, to the Rochester Beaver County Department. We even contacted the Federal Bureau of the FBI. Well, let me tell you something. This Federal Bureau of Investigation, I want them to know that we're praying concerning their dealing with the individual. See, we engaged the individual probably the night after or two nights after he slaughtered Kathy in a deep and horrific satanic ritual. 17-year-old girl, should have never happened. But Sarah was 14, abducted from her state, brought over, both left that way. Now, this is the kind of satanic rituals that have been going on for some time. John Wayne Gacy, Jeffrey Dahmer, Robin Gentz, and the Ripper crew out of Chicago. You can look at a lot of these now and go back. See, in law enforcement, when we were in the academies, they told us, don't talk about the satanic crime, the satanic side of things. Just deal with the crime itself. That's something we couldn't do. We had to deal with all of it because of the motivation. There is among us deep perpetrators. Yes, some of those chosen ones, maybe by the thousands, that are not healed, they have subparts, priestesses, predators. They know how to hunt for children. They know how to look for the victim. They know how to have a masquerade, an upfront presence, bringing great deception and drawing individuals away. I imagine in Kathy and in Sarah's case, that may have been so. Promises of parties, promises of drinking, promises of whatever else. But when the switch occurs and the demonized dark, well, even the demonized dark Nazi parts, priests and priestesses on the inside, they have no conscience like anybody else. Not only programmed, demonized, but they've been in the blood and the guts of satanic rituals for years and years and years. Listen to me tonight. Walpurgis Nacht, it is coming. Human sacrifice. They're going to be hunting for kids, not just in the United States. It is true in Australia. It is true in Canada. It is true England, in all of Europe, and the Russians. On our website, there's the report of the Russian young Satanists that took in some other kids, sacrificed them, and ate them. There is the report of the National Security Advisor in Russia telling the nation that worse than Islamic terrorism, Satanism, in the hardcore sense, has been infiltrating the military and the police departments in Russia. And it has become more of a national threat to Russia's security than even Islamic terrorism. Russia has a massive problem, has a history of deep left-hand path occultism. What about Germany? What about the Black Forest? What about Italy? What about Palatine? What about Wurzburg Castle? What about London, Sheffield, England? What about cities all around the world? You've got to understand that in this dark agenda, it is global, Revelation 12. So whether we talk about the Russians, we talk about Europe, we talk about the United States, what about the Vatican and the massive infiltration in the Catholic system worldwide? Read a report last night in South America, one of the priests down there doing Roman Catholic versions of exorcisms, the important thing was in the report, they were also acknowledging what everyone is around the world, that this kind of possession, demonic possession, like the movie The Exorcist, the new one, Priest coming out, and Insidious, we'll get to doing those reviews here pretty soon. Tonight, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. This is a Monday night, the 18th of April, 2011. And we're going to do a special two-week series on this topic. There's a reason for it. There's a reason why we're going to jump into a very in-depth overview. Now listen, if you're listening tonight, go to the website, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Many of you already on Facebook have listened to the three minicasts. We have a two-week minicast already up. We have a minicast that is a small MP3 minicast on intercessors and prayer warriors. And we're praying, and I already see it happening. And I will tell you tonight, in the time in intercession and prayer before this live show right now, I'm going to tell you, in the Spirit of God, I have felt your prayers, and I've asked God to bless you back. I have felt the power, the presence, and the might of God in this. His hand is in it. Matter of fact, I switched all of this week, the original goals we had for this week, to this two-week series that needs to be done. Because we are in the beginnings of basic cleansing rituals and things like that, and then the abductions and all the rest, and then human sacrifice and all the rest. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something now. What's going to happen in the next couple of weeks, about 16 days, actually about 18 days, all the way in to the first 4 days of May? Well, you can take a look. We have the listing of the Satanic Calendar on the website. We have PDF file notes. If you want those, you can get those. We have them there for you. In the overview for this week alone, Monday, the 18th, laying the foundation. Why even talk about it? Tuesday, biblical revelation on satanic rituals. It was there all the time. Wednesday, types of satanic rituals, ancient, present, and future. Also Wednesday night in the late night Ragged Edge show at 8 p.m., we're going to re-interview Carl, the one that was abducted, sexually and ritually, satanically abused, demonized in Vancouver, British Columbia. We're going to talk about some of the new connections in Victoria, British Columbia. That's late night Wednesday night. Back to the regular hour, 6 p.m. on Thursday night, the Satanic Calendar and the abduction of children. We're going to talk about praying and hunting down the perpetrators. Friday night, we'll deal with satanic crimes, dates, law enforcement, and the evidences. And I'm going to probably put up some crime scene pictures on a link that gives warning because of the blood and guts. See, we've been there to the law enforcement agencies over the years. Hundreds of slides, the blood and guts. Satanic rituals on all kinds of levels. The psycho-Satanists, the independent, the, you know, all kinds of different varieties. But the deeper we go down that kind of valley, the closer to the gates of hell, you've got to understand how deep, broad, wide, and real that kind of ancient ritual. On my way to Alliance, Route 62, up on the massive billboard. They're asking for information, and they're offering a reward. Don't understand. Many don't understand why it hasn't been nailed down yet. Don't even understand why, well, the folks, the law enforcement guys. See, I love law enforcement guys and ladies, and I know there's tremendous good. And I've met a number of retired law enforcement that are absolutely committed to still doing more. But there is a supernatural presence. It is listed in 2 Thessalonians 2, a secret power of lawlessness already at work. I'm convinced after all these years that the number one reason that 98% of the underground hasn't been radically exposed is because it's layered thick in dark powers that most don't know how to penetrate, that most, well, it's to be stealth, unfelt. Though around the world we feel that darkness in the air, we feel that oppression over a city. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you feel the oppression over your city, if you feel dark, oppressive presence over your city, it did not get there by chance. I've already gone over this. I'll mention it quickly. With the 40 million first generation richly abused worldwide. Europe, listen. Please, Russians, listen. With the 40 million and then four generations, 100 million worldwide, it means that every one of them were brought up in bloodline ritual covens. It means every one of those victims have been birthed in satanic rituals, and they've got inside parts that know them and know the twilight languages and know how to summon and know how to have spirits within them and know how to release them and know how to do warfare and know how to target. They know. And I'm going to say that 98% of the body of Christ does not know what's really going on in the underside. But I believe that's the biblical reason for Ephesians 5 in exposing evil deeds of darkness. That's the reason why in Ezekiel chapter 8, God ripped open a supernatural hole into the substructure of radical evil when he led the prophet Ezekiel over there into where serpent worship, satanic worship was being done. I mean, it was all there, and it had been there a long, 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 long time. All the indicators, it would have been there a long time. And God took the prophet in, but it had to be by the power of God cutting through that supernatural secrecy. Now, there's a law of secrecy. Of course, there's a physical secrecy. Of course, when they do field or outdoor rituals, they use night vision. They've got perimeters. They also use their powers to perceive anyone coming. They understand their powers. They know when they gather, all of their people are committed. There's no spectators, literally, at a satanic ritual. Isn't that right, Brotherhood? Isn't that right, Undergrounder? Isn't that right, Summoner of dark spirits? No spectators there. You got to be committed or you may end up on the slab. Pop of skin, the blood rushes. You ever listen to Joan Baez's song? You don't have to play it backwards. Check it out, YouTube. Find it. It's all about her past in satanic ritual abuse. More and more comes out all the time. It is out on the table, about 5% of it, but it's the deep, dark iceberg underneath the waters that is the greatest part of the danger. It's bad enough to see all what we've seen. Bad enough to spend thousands and thousands of hours and 30 years engaged dealing with victims, seeing crime scene photos, being at the crime scenes, seeing the scars and the blood and the pain and the destruction. Engaging the powers. Engaging the individuals that didn't want us to find out or to tell. The threats. The attempted murders. Oh, it's all out there. Now listen, 2 weeks long, there's going to be some very brave to listen. Others that will, well, I'm not sure everyone. You know, see, a lot of individuals, believers in Christ, they just want another happy song. Just another happy day. Just another day in paradise. Dissociating from the rest of the world, the end of days, and all that is really going on. Living in la-la land. Spiritually impotent. God forbid in this day, in this hour, that this is where we stand. Tonight, laying the foundation. Shh. Why even talk about this? Dark theology, dark stuff. Now, we're going to talk about blood and guts. And yeah, I'm going to talk about the blood and guts. Matter of fact, I feel more than ever that it needs to all come out. We need to tell. And the Spirit of God shall summon many of you. Can I say in conjunction with this introduction? There is a, I think 14 hours are done. It looks like I'm going to move it to 20 hours now. It's a training course, a seminar training course, online, free, called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. You can get that hold of that and listen to it for the next couple of weeks. But I'm saying that I know, impressed by the Spirit of God, I am to call for the kind of laborers that are willing to go into the enemy's camp to see the redemption, to be able to be used of God to, like it says in Jude, to snatch some from the fire. You got something better to do? How about just Nintendo? How about games? You know, maybe just texting. Maybe we just get another ice cream. How about another television show? While hell is spilling over, lives are engaged. The United States of America, behind all of your destabilization, is a history of rituals and spiritual powers. Why, my goodness, there were even voodoo rituals done in the White House lately. What about Russia? What about Europe? What about England? What about the wedding? What's behind door number 1, 2, and 3? Shadow of the Darkness Live broadcast on a Monday night, April the 18th, 2011. We're now going to just take a few moments to tell you about some of the news. You know that I've written about, talked about, chosen ones. That is, those who have been brought up in the satanic ritual abuse scheme of things. They have been bloodlined through occult power. The bloodlines were where powers to reside. And the development, including the splitting of human personality, programming, demonizing, using them in the covens. Listen, they know. They've been there. They can speak the languages. They can draw the circle. They can do it all. They have those inside that know every aspect. We've been taken to ritual sites. We've been taken to the bones and dug them up and brought them back. We've been taken to the places where the black mass indicator, satanic justice symbols. We've been taken to the place where dark powers are connected to the blood that has been shed running to the ground. I asked my small team of volunteers this last Friday night if we're ready to ramp it up and be out there on the field these next 16, 17, 18 days. If we're ready to look stronger, harder, broader, to pray all the more, to fast, to focus on the victim, to learn everything we can from the Spirit of God, to engage the dark powers being summoned, being sent, being released against pastors, against churches, against law enforcement, military, political leaders. That's right, Bohemian Grove. We haven't stopped until God destroys the ritual site and rips open a hole into that BG Bohemian Grove history. Will the prayer intercessors join me? Will the prayer warriors join me in asking for God to destroy the ritual site used at the Bohemian Grove, Russian River, California, and bringing all world leaders around the summoning of the dark powers only to send them on those world leaders to, well, precursors very similar to Revelation chapter 16. The future is darker than the present. Can I tell you a story about the chosen ones that we've been talking about, satanic, ritually abused, where they create inside this sense of satanic chosen, specially chosen, perfect ones, some of them call it. Some use Babylon working baby. Whatever the terminology, chosen one is seen to be the primary or the majority use. So I've written about it, talked about it a lot. You listening right now know what we've said. Let me tell you what occurred. I got an email, checked it out myself. Appreciate someone who's struggling to get out. A chosen one sent this to me. It's about Jared Lee Longner. You know, the guy in Arizona that went and shot the Congress lady and killed all the people and then was going to try to kill himself, but they stopped him. Do you remember the pictures of him? Looks like a subpersonality demonized, grinning with satanic glee. This last week, you know what happened right there on the spot where he killed everybody? Right there on the spot where he killed everybody, there was a professor from the university sitting there. Sitting there chanting. This is bizarre. You can read about it online. The professor is sitting there chanting right on the spot in the area. People are trying to, you know, they're coming around. The cops, of course, have come to try to get him to get out of there. Officers are talking about how he would not even respond. He's just chanting and chanting and chanting. And guess what he's saying? And I got it right here, the quote. Here's the quote. Quote, "We are the ones you have been waiting for." Let me say it again. "We are the ones you've been waiting for." And then he says, "We are the chosen ones." We are the chosen ones. Plural, we are the chosen ones. We're the ones you've been waiting for. There he is, bizarre. And I don't know if the officer can tell about the dark presence power in the midst of the chanting. Was it chanting Twilight language? Was he summoning the dark spirits? Was he praising the dark side for what was done there? What you've seen there in Arizona is but a glimpse of every city, every location, every place. Yeah, the great chaos, Black Awakening, it's coming. You can be sure. Looks like we're going to be in Dayton speaking at a church. I'll list that pretty soon. We're going to be in a certain city about an hour from St. Louis in the middle of June. I'll post that. And then we've been invited to come to Future Congress. Well, you know what? To bring up this very stuff. To talk about this very stuff. So thank the Lord for those who have invited us to join in the Future Congress. On the website, Shadow the Darkness, scroll down, you'll see it. Look who's going to be there. And we hope that you're going to come and be a part. Now, tonight, first night, satanic rituals. Here's what I have on the website, and I believe absolutely is true. Powers that can affect you and will affect the whole world. What you, your city, your church don't know does hurt you. The reason that we need such a broad exposure of what the underside is doing, because it is ramped up, it is off the charts in our view in its development. I mean, on the one side, you got the New Age movement, kind of like that masqueraded Luciferic development on the surface. And I believe that with 2012, everything else is truly, spiritually layering and affecting probably now billions. Because it's all talked about around the world. There's a critical mass about 2012, December. And a spiritual wave that is going to happen. But it's not coming from God. Christians need to understand, those listening need to understand that the incremental approach is about over. The bulging at the seams. So we're at the process where when the dam breaks and chaos is unleashed by satanic powers and unleashing by the bloodshed fear, the Red Horse concept is going to be like a multinational satanic ritual. Oh, listen, the Satanists listening, the Luciferian listening, those that do download and listen to this later on, you know that this is true, and you will sit there enraged that we're talking about it or in satanic glee looking for, with that bloodlust, your day on the fields of human history. To everyone listening tonight, let me tell you something. We want to welcome those by satellite, by internet, by the thousands and thousands in 80, 90 countries around the world. Welcome. Providential hour, supernatural time. May God engage every listener. If you're lost, to be saved. If you're hurting, to be healed. If you're demonized, to be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If it's revival that's needed, the power of God has not faded, dissipated, but it does take believers to seek God for what He wills all the way to the end. I'm going to give you four reasons tonight. It's on the PDF file notes. Four reasons why we must engage satanic rituals. I'm going to talk about the blood and the guts of all of it, and two responses. Your response will determine. Well, I've got a letter here too. This comes all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa. I'm not going to read it. I did it on one of the mini casts, but I'm going to read this and go over this and let this individual know that we're praying about this. We've had interaction with this individual. I want to say thank you to them. I'm not going to put their name out there. But in a few moments here, I'm going to just read this. It's blood and guts, man. It's blood and guts. For those in Arizona around where that slaughter occurred, there's a professor sitting there chanting. I mean, what was he? Was it Twilight language? I'd love to go there. I'd love to go there and engage the professor. Do a little spirit-guided investigation on a redemptive scale. What do they say about it? Did you hear it? I'll say the quote one more time. Again, whether it's the professor or sub-personalities inside, the phrase, we are the ones you've been waiting for. We are the chosen ones. In my estimation, 100 million worldwide. That's four generations. And I've watched when even young ones, between 6 and 14, when sub-personalities demonized take over, they can slaughter another human being. They can harm them bad. Here are the four reasons tonight we must engage. So I'm going to ask you to listen carefully to the four reasons. Number one, again, why must we engage satanic rituals? Why is Russ doing 14 days and covering a total of about 18 days? Why are we into it? Why are we doing this? Why are we putting it out there? And why would about 80,000 hits and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads occur? Let alone those listening, you listening live right now. Let's give the reasons. Number one, the satanic rituals are out there. They were done this last Friday night. They're out there all the way in the past. You can go to the Old Testament to see that. You can look at ancient non-biblical literature and look at that. You can go to the Old Testament. You can go to 2 Kings 21, 22, where God had to finally give the report that innocent blood has been shed from one side of the nation to the other. That's right. God had to say that in the city of God, where nobody did anything, nobody reported, nobody engaged, nobody sought to stop, because Manasseh opened the doors and he even sacrificed his own son. Did you hear me? In human history, biblical history, Manasseh sacrificed his own son to Moloch, the demon god that never died, hasn't gone away. None of them have. So we can go to the past and look at all of it. And I urge you to study 2 Kings 21, 22, 23. I urge you to look at Ezekiel 8. You can go also concerning the Moabite king that sacrificed his own son, only to weaponize the dark powers to fall on his soldiers so he could defeat Israel. The reasons why we must engage satanic rituals, they are out there by the thousands upon thousands. Listen, let's scale down the number, though I apologize to ritually abused SRA DID victims. But if we scaled it down and said there was only 1 million who've been born into a coven, been in trauma-based, that is, forcing a split of the human personality, demonizing them, programming them, using them, sexually abusing them, marrying them to the marriage of the beast, marrying them to Satan, demons entering them, transferred into them, teaching them the languages, the demons forging the person, new personalities being built on the inside. They've been to rituals. They heard animals scream. They saw humans terrified and screaming and the blood flowing. They've tasted it all. They've heard it all. They were made to involve themselves. And chosen ones listening right now that are getting out, or those that are not, you may on the outside, you, host, court person, wouldn't hurt a fly. But inside of you, there are those that would slice a child and eat him to the glory of the demons and Satan. Oh, they know how to grind down the bones. They know how to clean up an area. They've got programming and trained personalities for that. They've got personalities that are hunters. That's all they do is hunt. While in Meadville, Pennsylvania, some years back, sub-personality and a big, tall, 6'6" woman. See, the secular psychologist said she was all healed, but we engaged the personalities, some demonized. She had hundreds of them. The one, his job, to sexually train children. If they didn't do things right, shock them with a cattle prod. Now, in all of this comes personalities that are hunters. All they're trained in is to be a predator, spot. See, in their ability to be hidden on the inside, co-conscious, looking out, standing in a church service, they can observe. The sub-personality that wants them can observe all the children. At the park, at the playland, at the swimming area. You know what they told me in Meadville? That one of the ways they do it is to come up to a park area, bring some of the kids that are already in the coven. They're trained to go out and make friends with kind of lonely kids, invite them to the van to get some ice cream, and then there they go. You know what I mean? You know how many thousands and thousands of missing kids there are? Reason why we're dealing with satanic rituals, they're out there. And listen, in our research now, in every city we've been, and so we're going to apply this to everyone, so across America, Canada, Australia, Europe, you write in, you tell me. From Johannesburg, South Africa, they have done this. Others in Australia and in Europe and in South America and in Mexico, across the United States, have done this. You write and tell us about what's happening in your area. Because we're going to let you know right now that in your city, there's covens. And in most of the places, they've been there 50 to 60 years. They have produced victims of satanic ritual abuse. In their view, chosen ones, superhumans, troops of Antichrist. But it means they have summoned the demons again and again and again and again. It means there have been sexual rituals and blood rituals and human sacrifice again and again and again and again. You look at the satanic calendar and take a look. You look and see if there's any corresponding activity at your church, in your life, in your city, events. Law enforcement can take a look at kind of these horrific blood-curdling crime scenes like Kathy, like Sarah that were left on the field purposely. A statement was being made. Why does a 14-year-old girl have to go through that? What is the What is the bloodlust of the demons all about? Every city in the United States, satanic rituals are being prepared for. They're going on weekly. There's all kinds of them. And when they're preparing for the big one, Walpurgis Nacht, all the association with the occultism and Hitler and all that too. We can go back to that past. We'll talk about it Friday. In Germany, it's going to continue to rise. There's no question about it. But it went worldwide in the 40s into the war. You can't be in an American city without victims of satanic ritual abuse, without a coven that has been there for a long time. Listen, they visit the churches. They categorize them. They summon demons to send them specifically against pastors, churches, individual Christians, workplaces. You got to realize they're like little spiritual warfare bases. That's what a coven collecting together is all about. They're going to be mad. Yes, they're going to be mad, like in Connecticut when we shared this information, specifically about Bohemian Grove. And there's a woman, a victim. Again, no names. Someone we're praying for and praying about. A pastor's wife in a local church, but is fully a chosen, well, a demonized subpart came out screaming that my head had to be cut off for telling the secrets. They're out there. When we give some of the slides, when we can tell you to go even do a search, you can find crime scene slides on satanic rituals. But that's in the psycho-Satanism like Richard Ramirez. That's into like Jeffrey Dahmer. Oh, everybody thought he's just a nut man. You know, just totally a nuts. You know what? I saw the inside of the house where he did all this, the crime scene photos. He had an altar made out of human thigh bones. He had a power cone, a triangle shape, forged out of human skulls. You don't understand how deep he was into the satanic side and how all of that is what motivated him into the getting a hold of these young kids and boys and bringing them back and doing all that he could to them sexually, demonically, in ritual satanic calendar dates. He was a multiple. Question is, who did it to Jeffrey Dahmer? John Wayne Gacy, a multiple. The question is, who did this? See, unhealed multiples, and when they go rogue, like here, out of Lisbon, out of Salem, Ohio, one man had, well, he had eight of his victims. After it was all done and said, and he was dead. Now the estimate is 200 victims by one. You know what he'd do? Luring them off, giving them drugs, create new sub-personalities in them, sexually use and abuse, conjure demons, transfer it into the victims to keep a hook. When he was dead and buried, number of the victims told me they no longer feel him searching for them. They no longer feel him looking spiritually for them. Four reasons why we must engage satanic rituals. Do you want me to tell you about the babies found? Do you want me to tell you about marriage to the beast and what they do to a six-year-old girl? I'm not going to do it right here. We'll save some of this junk. But listen, if we don't look at the blood and guts and close our eyes, how's that any different to Christian churches when the trains in Germany carrying thousands and thousands of Jews to Auschwitz and other camps? Well, the trains had to come by at noon, so they decided to change their worship service and sing hymns loudly while the trains would be rolling by with Jewish victims crying out and clamoring for help. Can I say a word to the perpetrator listening? as if God does not see you? Do you understand payday someday? Do you understand hell to pay? Do you understand the wrath of God? But at this moment in time, what Jesus did on the cross and the blood that was shed is more powerful than the sum total and all the collective of hell itself, where sin and all of its rot, gut, detestable things have been done. Jesus Christ summons you out of this darkness. Only He can cleanse you. Only He can forgive you. It's time to renounce. It's time to walk out. It's time to get out. It's time to turn. It's time to turn on the covenant. It's time to turn on the dark side. For all those victims, it's time to unleash uncontested evidences. It's time to bring out the videos and bring out the CDs and bring out the materials. It's time to tell. It's time for believers to pray that that's what will happen. Saul of Tarsus was a predator. He was an enemy of the church also. Look what God did in bringing him down. Would to God that He engage Bohemian Grove elitists like God engaged Saul of Tarsus. Would to God that He engage Brotherhood elites, Illuminati, deep in the Vatican, masquerading as priests and even cardinals, lusting for the Antichrist and power. The four reasons why. Number one, because they're there and they're not going away. And it will only, biblical revelation teaches, get deeper and darker when it comes to satanic powers, demons, manifestation, counterfeit signs, wonders, miracles. When the false prophet comes and the future ritual release of demonic powers. Well, Revelation 16, God shows it. He already unveils ritual or a ritually oriented release of demonic powers, a wave affecting the world. If you have in your city a coven summoning demons and releasing them into the air over your city, over your church or against your pastor, waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, huh? Have you woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and said, what's coming into the house? Why am I up? Why don't you ask the Spirit of God? He knows everything. Who's been sent your way? Oh, they're affecting, have affected, and have literally crushed those unaware, believers unaware of Satan's schemes and how he does things. Oh, the ignorance spiritually that's still around, because some don't want to face, they only want the happy side. They only want the happy side. I say that's sad selfishness on the part of the believer in Christ. Listen, the four reasons, because they're there in unbelievable, detestable, horrific, pain-filled rituals. Number two, because of the victims. I have listened. I have seen dead people on the screens in the crime scene photos, in the books, I've seen this. I've seen the scars, I've seen the tears, I've heard the pain, I've seen the utter sheer fear in victims feeling they're never going to be helped. The victims. Can I ask you again, if there's 100 million, that's more than the Great Purge in Russia, that's more than the camps in Nazi Germany. And they surely haven't stopped, because we have them. There are 4-year-olds that have subpersonalities that are demonized, and parents don't know what to do with them. The victims, and more victims. The victims in the next couple of weeks. Let me give you number three. Who else can step in? Who else can be responsible? Since this involves the deepest, darkest powers, the secret power of lawlessness, since it involves the layering to stay supernaturally stealth in doing these operations, give a biblical example, Russ. Okay, Ezekiel 8. Not even the great prophet knew what was going on right there in the city until God took a hold of him, led him. He was willing. I hope you're willing. And supernaturally, by God's infinite, yes, power, you know, went in to show, to expose, to show Ezekiel what was being done deep down in the cavern. Luciferic serpent worship, human sacrifice, all the signs and the symbols, God writing the newspaper here, Ezekiel 8, called it detestable and was going to even show him more and more and more and more. You got to be willing. You got to be willing. You know what? I'll tell you what happens when I see this. When I see more of it, I'll tell you what happens to me. Who else can do this? Who else has the authority of Christ to trample the dark side's powers? Who else has been given the gift of prayer and the allowability to come before God with the promises that nothing is impossible to the one that believes? Who else has been called to go and reach the world for Christ? Who else has been told to then cast out demonic presence, resist the devil? Who else has been told to go into all the world? God has given us the weapons of the warfare, the armor of God, the word of God, the spirit of God, the living Christ. You don't have anything bigger than that, do you? What about the book of Acts? Yeah, we've added a little bit more to that training. The book of Acts is going on. We'll add some more this week. Hope you'll engage that. The book of Acts, field manual for the end of days. Did they engage demons in the book of Acts? Absolutely. Did they have power encounters? Absolutely. Was there a ritual worker there in Samaria? And literally infecting and affecting the entire city, all of the people high and low. Were dark powers affecting them? Were they getting possessed, demonized? Well, you read Acts chapter 8 and you tell me. Who else has the Spirit of God? Who else has the authority of Christ? Who else knows about the blood of Christ? Who else has been given authority to trample the dark side? Who else has been told to expose evil deeds of darkness? Ephesians 5. Who else? Every Christian listening to me. Well, to the Word of God, to the Spirit of God, as He summons you out of, out of lethargy, out of fear, and out of, for many of us, sheer lack of information. Did I ever bring this up in the pulpit when I preached? As a pastor of a local church? You bet I did. When I was part of a church that was massively fast-growing, developing, we not only spoke about it, we held seminars, brought law enforcement in, we talked about it, trained on it. You know what we did when we were doing all this? We watched as we were doing it evangelistically, as we were doing seminars, as we were doing the conferences and the training. Guess what occurs? A little crew of Satanists come in. They all stand there with their hoods on, and they're doing chaos magic right in the sanctuary of the church. Prayer warriors trained, went around them and prayed. And in that night of a big evangelistic event, when Satanist empowered, already doing rituals, already threatening to steal my daughter, another 70-some people got saved that night. Whatever they were doing was completely obliterated by the prayers of prayer warriors who knew authority and know the name Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. So, satanic priest, ask the demons about Yahweh Adonai, about Jesus Christ, about a blood that you've never felt its power. See, there are Satanists, there are others listening right now, by archive, monitoring what we do, plotting and planning. May God visit you. May God visit you, and I ask the Lord to visit you without relenting. Engage you like Saul of Tarsus, or if need be, like God engaged Pharaoh. I pray for your salvation. God's not willing that any perish. Christian, who else can do this? Number four, the reasons why we must engage satanic rituals nowadays. They are going to grow massively. Back in the 50s, if it began in places as they began to design their plan and plot, and then it moved to city after city after city. Late 70s, some of the victims began to show up. 80s by the thousands, 90s by the millions. That was in America. Nobody was counting the numbers in Australia, Canada, England, Europe as a whole. Oh, the Vatican and all of Italy, saturated. Greece, the Ukraine, Romanian, Russian. Satan just looks for humans to destroy, to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus Christ says, I have come that they might have Zoe, life, life that comes out of heaven, life that comes out of God, life, and life more abundantly. As you're listening, have you ever tasted the presence and the power of the love of God? Have you ever felt the mercy of God? Have you ever felt totally cleansed from all your filth and sin? Have you ever known the personal touch of the love of Christ? The Savior lives, the Savior reigns, and is coming again right now. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord, if you repent, turn to the living Christ, total forgiveness. God coming in to destroy the demonic, to break Satan's rights, to break the sin code and forgive you and give you his power and his presence for him to come in and the gift of a new nature and the gift of indestructible immortality. I pray as I even sense the Spirit of God summon you. Step out now. May God destroy the fear. May God destroy in the name of Jesus the demonic powers holding you back. May God use this even in MP3 form, wherever it's posted, downloaded and listened to. May God cover it, seal it, bring extraordinary miracle for the saving of souls, healing of lives, deliverance of the demonic, the exposure of the underground. Point B on the notes. Yes, it's bloody. It's blood and guts. Two responses. Number one, fear. Number two, fierce. Number one, it just creates fear. You're going to run. You're going to hide. Fear of man is a snare. Fear quenches the Spirit of God. Fear keeps you out of great ministry. Fear stops you from ever seeing through your life great miracles of God. Fear will cripple your prayer life, your witnessing life. You can join all those just lollygagging around, dissociating from the realities that are before us, and live impotent spiritually. Why don't you just do it? Renounce fear. Chuck it out the window. Throw it down. Tell God, no matter what you've been, no matter how weak you feel, take a look at Hebrews chapter 11, where he can turn those weaknesses into strengths. God can make you so spiritually in Christ fierce. Like Nehemiah, like Esther, like Deborah, like Josiah, like Philip by himself going into a highly demonic, demonized, oppressed, controlled city. Did they stop him? Did they stop him? Answer is no. When he was done there unleashing the kingdom of God, saved, healed, delivered people, the city's full of joy. Well, Philip just keeps right on moving, doesn't he? I mean, God led him by the Spirit of God. God sent angels to give him direction. God even transported him supernaturally to another location where he can unleash the gospel. Are you willing to unleash the gospel that way? Will you become a powerful, consistent, soul-winning? I mean, why don't we get on fire and never get out of that? Fierce. Take steps. It takes steps to stand before God and say, I'm tired of a weak, pathetic, impotent spiritual life. I'm tired of grieving the Spirit of God, quenching His fire. I'm tired of doing nothing and having no fruit. I'm tired of just being swallowed up by the culture. Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. Remember the words of Isaiah, Isaiah 6, seeing the pre-incarnate Christ? There, Yahweh Adonai, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Here am I, send me. Make every believer in Christ listening clothe God with a fierce, fierce disposition by the power of the Spirit of God. May not one turn back. Quick update. We're coming down the last couple moments here. From Johannesburg, quote, just wanted to inform you about a murder trial that is currently being investigated by the police in the town of Welcome. All indications are Satanism is involved, although the cops are not really clued in on Satanism. The man was murdered. Got to know a 20-year-old girl via Facebook. Meeting was arranged in a cemetery in Welcome. Here he was murdered by the girl and her boyfriend. They found his head, the skin being removed with surgical instruments. They found his head, skinless head, in the freezer in her home. One arm and leg was found in a shallow grave together with the carcasses of cats. They were arrested. The Satanist girl said these words, I quote, that it gave her great satisfaction to do what they did. They were enthralled by the TV series Dexter. Their favorite music, Deicide. The person from South Africa, Johannesburg, writing to me today, says this, quote, the average person in South Africa doesn't take Satanism seriously. I just don't understand how blind people can be. Here's the music. We're done. Remember us in your prayers. Remember us in support. We love you.